Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 15th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of science news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Lockheed Martin in talks with mining companies for Pacific seabed access. Lockheed Martin is in early-stage discussions with multiple mining companies regarding access to its Pacific Ocean seabed mining licenses. The company's COO, Frank St. John, mentioned that there has been significant interest in their exploration rights, first granted by the U.S. government in 1984. While the potential value of the deposits remains undisclosed, mining companies have recognized the value. St. John stated that they are in initial talks with several firms to grant them access to their licenses for material processing. This development follows President Trump's executive order to expedite exploration and permitting for critical minerals in seabeds. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration also recently proposed rule revisions for exploration licenses and recovery permit applications, streamlining the regulatory process. Q&A with Karen Hooper, Chief Operating Officer at CureBound. Cures for cancer in our lifetime. Karen Hooper, the Chief Operating Officer at CureBound, brings over 25 years of nonprofit leadership experience to the organization. CureBound's mission is to accelerate cures for cancer in our lifetime by investing in innovative research. To date, they have awarded 143 grants, totaling over $43 million. Recently, they raised $11.5 million at their Concert for Cures with Elton John. The 12th annual CureBound Cancer Challenge will take place on August 2nd at UC San Diego. The recent NIH funding cuts have impacted cancer research, making support from organizations like CureBound crucial. People and businesses can help by participating in events, forming teams, and donating. Karen emphasizes the importance of community and connection in nonprofit work and believes that cures for cancer are possible in our lifetime.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.